Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I'm so glad you have joined me this morning on this amazing Sunday morning. Come on in. I have a powerful word for you this morning. I just want to encourage you this morning, and I'm just here to tell you this morning that you will not be defeated. I want you to say that with me. You know how we do. I want you to grab your mirror, and I want you to say, I will not be defeated. I will not be defeated. I know there are so many of you that are going through so much right now. There's so many people coming up against you. You know, there's so many things coming up against you. The enemy is throwing all kind of things your way. And right now, you may feel defeated. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you are not defeated and you will not be defeated. Say, I am not defeated and I will not be defeated. Right? Sometimes you just have to encourage yourself. Stop waiting for other people to encourage you and just declare that you are not defeated. Amen? And so that's what we're talking about this morning. And so I just want you to give some thought to those things that are causing you to have the feeling of defeat. What persons, places, or things in your life, what are those things that are causing you to have a defeated mindset, defeated, you know, thoughts? You know, what are those things? I want you to give it some thought while I start off with our praise and worship. You know how I like to set the atmosphere. We want to set the atmosphere, even wherever you are listening to this morning, or if you happen to listen to it later on, catch the replay. I want you to think about, give some thought as we set the atmosphere. Give some thought to those things that are causing you to feel defeated this morning, right? We're going to set the atmosphere. We're going to come against those thoughts this morning. We're going to cast down those imaginations, right? We're going to take in some deep breaths. You're going to breathe in the Ruah breath of God, hallelujah. And as you breathe in, I want you to breathe in all of God's promises, and I want you to breathe out anything that is causing you to be defeated. Breathe out anything that's causing you to feel defeated. Breathe out anything that is causing you to have thoughts of defeat. So here we are. Take a deep breath. I don't even want you to take a deep breath. I want you to take three deep breath and breathe in all the promises of God. Here we go. Breathe, 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 breathe it in, breathe it in, and breathe out anything that is not of Him. Breathe out anything that's not like Him. Breathe it out. Anything that's causing you to feel defeated, breathe it out right now. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You are.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, Your people, are going to be obedient. As You decree, let everything that have breath give You the praise and give You the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in Your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, God. Come on, lift your hands to Him and tell Him. It's Your presence, Lord, Your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank You, Lord, for it. We thank You for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about Your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, You said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, Your very word. Come on, tell Him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now, listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for You. Is there anybody here, you just don't want Them, but you're desperate for Him? You've got to have Him. Bring it to Him again. And now, I'm lost without You, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that You changed me, I've got to have You. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because You sent Your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank You that it is. Thank You, Jesus. Come on, living in me as You was. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to You and You're connected to me. And I tell You today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of Your word that You've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for Him, I want you to lift your hands and tell Him. Come on, tell Him. I'm desperate for You, Jesus. If you're desperate for Him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank You, Jesus. I
your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
This is the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
This is the air.
Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
Yes, hallelujah. This is the air I breathe. Sometimes you just have to take some deep breaths, family. You have to take some deep breaths. And, you know, there is actually healing in breathing, you know, breathing exercises. And so sometimes just go off by yourself when you're stressed. And just take some deep breaths and just picture God and his, as you breathe in, just picture all of his blessings, promises to you. And then, you know, as you breathe out, picture yourself releasing, you know, all of those toxic thoughts and toxic feelings, right? I'm telling you, you got to breathe it out sometimes. Breathe that mess out, amen. Don't hold it in. Breathe it out. Amen. And so today we're going to be talking about being defeated and feeling defeated. You know, many of you, I've spoken to so many people this week who just feel defeated. And I want to encourage you today that you are not defeated, that Satan is the defeated foe, but you are not defeated. Amen. And so, you know, life has a way of, you know, throwing us curveballs and being hard. You know, life can be hard, right? How many would agree with me that life can be hard? But just know during those hard times, during those difficult times, just know that God is in control of every situation. He's in control of every circumstance. Amen. And so never fear, because God is greater than any problem that you could face. God is greater than any struggle that you could ever face. Amen. And he will not allow his children to be defeated. Amen. And so we know many times when we're trying to better ourselves, we're trying to fulfill our God-given assignments, because how many know that we all have a unique assignment on this earth, right? Each person has a unique assignment on this earth. God created you on purpose for purpose. And so, yes, there is a reason why you're here, to fulfill that purpose. And many times when we begin to operate in purpose, we have opposition. We have people coming up against us. We have, you know, the enemy will throw all kind of curveballs and obstacles our way, you know. And so opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. That's a quote from Napoleon Hill. Opportunity often comes disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. But know that you are not defeated. Say, I am not defeated. Amen. Just declare that today. Say, I am not defeated. You know how I do. Grab your mirror and look yourself in the mirror. Because remember that you are made in the image and the likeness of God. That means that there's a reflection of God in you. And say, I am not defeated. Amen. And so you're only defeated when you decide to quit. You're only defeated when you decide to quit. And that's why you cannot give up. You cannot give up. And so what I want to do right now, and I am going to give you some scripture, so I want you to grab a pen, grab your journal. You know we journal here. Grab your journal, grab a pen so that you can write some things down. If you don't have a journal, I know some of you like to write on your laptops or on your phones, some even on your phones or tablets or whatever you have that you need that you can, you know, take notes. I want you to take notes because I want you to write down each that I give you today, and I want you to meditate on these scriptures. Each time you start to feel defeated, I want you to read these scriptures. I want you to open your mouth and speak them out of your mouth. Amen. And I want you to write them down. I want you to pray these scriptures out. Amen. So right now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to proceed. But, you know, grab your whatever it is you're going to use to take notes, and then we're going to get into this thing. Amen. Amen.
Hey, twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits? Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, family, we are back. We are back, and today we are talking about defeat. Defeat. We are not defeated. Amen. In Jesus' name, we are not defeated. That was a commercial from my business that I run with my beautiful granddaughter, Layla. You know, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, and the cause is simply women in crisis. We support nonprofits that support domestic violence shelters, breast cancer awareness and research projects, as well as some youth-related nonprofits as well. So check us out. Both Layla and I are also authors, and so you can purchase any of our books on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com as well. Amen. So come on in. We're going to talk about that defeated spirit that you have on you today, that defeated mindset. Amen. And I just want you to know that you are not defeated. Say, I am not defeated. I am not defeated. Just declare that with me this morning, that you are not defeated. The enemy wants to mess with your mind today. He wants you to believe that you are defeated, but know that he is the defeated foe. you are not defeated. Amen. And so let's go to our scripture. Our first scripture is 2 Corinthians 4:8-10, and it says, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." Amen. "Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies." You are not defeated. Amen. You might be feeling persecuted right now. You might be feeling struck down right now, but you will not be destroyed. Amen. You will not. Amen. And our next scripture is Psalm 34:19. It says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." Yes, you're going to have things that are going to come up against you. You're going to have people that are going to come up against you. You're going to have problems in this world. We all have problems. "Many of are the afflictions of the righteous," but guess what? The Lord delivers you out of them all. He will deliver you out of them all. So don't you dare give up in this season. Amen. So you know that you have to stand firm. Say, "I will stand firm. I will stand firm no matter what comes my way. I will stand firm," because you have to stand firm. Amen. And so the next scripture is Hebrews 10:35-36. That's Hebrews 10:35-36. And it says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence," because some of you are throwing away your confidence. Some of you are feeling like you've lost your confidence. It says, "Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward." There is a great reward for you, waiting for you, but you cannot throw away your confidence. Don't just throw it away. You know what happens when you throw something away. You throw it away in the garbage, and the garbage man comes and picks it up, and it's gone. Don't you throw away your confidence, right? Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, right? It has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. You have to endure. Say, "I have to endure." Say, "I can endure." Amen. So you have to endure so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. And so God has promised you some things. Amen. That's why you have to endure. Amen. I know there's some things that's coming up against you, but you have to endure. You cannot throw away your confidence. Amen. And so our next scripture is 1 Corinthians 16:13. 1 Corinthians 16:13. And it says, "Be on guard." How many know that you have to be on guard to protect your gifts? You know, the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy the gifts that are inside of you. The enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy your purpose. So 1 Corinthians 16:13, you have to be on guard. It says, "Be on guard." It says, "Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong." Okay? You have to be on guard, right? Guard that gift. Guard it. Right? You have to stand firm in the faith. Amen? You have to be courageous. You have to be strong. So let's just grab your mirror right now and say that with me. Say, "According to 1 Corinthians 16:13, I will be on guard." Amen? "I will stand firm in my faith." Amen? "I will be courageous and I will be strong." Amen? Encourage yourself this morning. Encourage yourself. And so, you know, just know this, that no one can stop God's plan for you. You know, there are going to be people that will try to stop God's plans for you, but no one can stop God's plans for you. So you need to know that this morning, that no one can stop God's plan for you. No one, nothing, nothing that the enemy sends your way to stop or block you can stop the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Right? And so we know that based on Isaiah 55:8-9. That's Isaiah 55:8-9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thought, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And so, you know, we can't just look at something and think that, you know, we can figure it all out, because God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, right? His thoughts are so much higher. His thoughts are, and plans for our life are so much bigger. You know, God also says that his plan for you is to give you a hope and a future. God wants to give you a hope and a future, amen? So don't you dare give up. Don't you dare be defeated, amen? The enemy is defeated. You will not be defeated, amen? And I know that, you know, right now it's very difficult because the enemy is throwing all kind of things your way. People are coming up against you. But know this. I want you to declare this out of your mouth with me. Say, the devil and them cannot defeat the God in me. I want you to declare that and decree that with me. Say, the devil in them cannot defeat the God in me. Let's say it one more time. The devil in them cannot defeat the God in me. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. And so the greater one lives on the inside of you. And so when people are coming up against you, you tap into that greater one on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. The greater one lives on the inside of you. Amen. You do not give in. You are not defeated. You are not defeated. And you will not be defeated. And I want you to be encouraged in that. I know that it's hard right now, and I know that, you know, some of you are dealing with a lot right now, you know. People have let you down. People have talked about you. People have used you and misused you and abused you. You know, it's just so much going on in your life. And so the enemy likes to play with our minds, and he wants to rehearse those old thoughts over and over again, like an old broken record. He's telling you that you're not good enough. He's having you to doubt yourself. He's telling you that you're defeated. He's trying to consume you with all of these negative thoughts. But I want you to cast those thoughts out of your mind right now, because you are not defeated. And what I want to do right now, I just want to pray, and I want you to come in agreement with me. Scripture says it only takes two to come in agreement. So there's power in agreement. And so I want you to come in agreement with me as we pray, okay? Father God, we just thank you this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are not defeated. The enemy would have us to believe that we are defeated, and we are not defeated, Lord God. And so we trust you, Lord God. We trust you at your word, Lord God. According to 2 Corinthians 4:8-10, it says we are afflicted, Lord God, in every way, but not crushed. Hallelujah. It says that we're perplexed, Lord God, but not driven to despair, Lord God. Hallelujah. It says that we are persecuted, Lord God, but not forsaken, Lord God. It says that we are struck down, Lord God, but not destroyed, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are not destroyed, Lord God. We will not let this thing destroy us, Lord God. We will not let people, places, or things destroy us, Lord God. We are trusting you, Lord God. We are not defeated. We know that Satan is the defeated foe. We are not defeated. We will not be defeated in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for your word, Lord God. I declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up everyone under the sound of my voice who are feeling defeated, Lord God. I come against that spirit of defeat right now. I come against that spirit of destruction right now. Some people are just feeling like, you know, they want to hurt themselves because they feel like they're lost and like there's no way out. I come against that spirit of suicide, Lord God. Hallelujah. They will not take their life, Lord God. Hallelujah. They will not be consumed by these negative thoughts, Lord God. We are casting down imaginations, Lord God. Hallelujah. Anything that doesn't look like you, Lord God, we cast it out now in the name of Jesus. Anything that doesn't sound like you, Lord God, we reject it right now in the name of Jesus. We reject negative defeated thoughts right now. We reject them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We come against those, Lord God, that come against us. We ask that you will fight against them that fight against us, Lord God. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We know that we're going to have problems in this world, Lord God. We know that according to Psalm 34:19, that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord, you said, Lord God, that you will deliver us out of them all. And so we are trusting you, Lord God, as we stand firm. We are standing firm today, Lord God. We will not throw away our confidence, Lord God. We will not throw away our confidence according to Hebrews 10:35-36. Therefore, we will not throw away our confidence, Lord God, which has a great reward. Hallelujah. It has a great reward that you said, Lord God, for you have need of endurance. We have to endure, and we will endure in this season, Lord God. No matter what comes up against us, Lord God, we will endure it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So that when we have done the will of God, when we have done your will, Lord God, we will receive what you have promised us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your promises today, Lord God. We thank you for your promises, Lord God. And according to 1 Corinthians 16:13, Lord God, we will be on guard, Lord God. We will be on guard, Lord God. Hallelujah. We will stand firm, Lord, in the faith. We will be courageous, Lord God. We will be strong, and we will not give up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you have a plan and a purpose for us. Your plan for us is of good and not of evil, Lord God. Your plan is to give us a hope and a future, and we thank you, Lord God. And as we try to figure some things out, Lord God, we know that there are some things that we will not be able to figure out, Lord God. We know that according to Isaiah 55:8-9, it says that our thoughts are not like your thoughts, like, Lord God. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Lord God. So help us to have peace of mind, Lord God, and not to try to, you know, figure everything out all at once, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, that your word is true. Hallelujah. And finally, Lord, I speak a third John blessing over everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray above all things that we will prosper, that we will be in health, even as our soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. You are not defeated. Just believe that today and receive that today. Come in agreement with that prayer. Hold your head up high. Stay confident. Stay courageous. Amen. Don't you throw away your confidence because somebody else doesn't agree with the vision that God gave you. Know this, that when God gives you a vision, he will absolutely make provision. And there are going to be people that are going to come along that's not going to see the vision. And it's okay if they don't see the vision because guess what? God did not give them the vision. So don't you throw away your confidence today. Amen. I pray that you were encouraged. Be encouraged and not discouraged in Jesus' name. Be encouraged and not discouraged. And I will see you next time on the Tears Your Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. Don't forget to join me weekly for our morning wake-up call, amen, on Facebook. You are not defeated, amen. And don't you throw away your confidence. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt? So be encouraged and not discouraged. Be encouraged and not discouraged. I will see you next time. Here's Howard Hewitt. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength. Loud. I said gave me your love. You gave me your son. Now I say amen.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.